The proposal by Monona Democratic Senator Mark Miller would cover a wide range of electronic devices, from computer parts to DVD players and VCRs. The amount a manufacturer would have to recycle would depend on the raw weight of all the televisions and computer monitors they sell to consumers each year. Manufacturers who don't recycle enough would pay an extra fee to the state. Those who recycle more than they need to would receive credits they could sell to other businesses. Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says his organization likes the plan's market-based approach.
We also support the recycling and beneficial reuse of consumer products to the extent that it's cost-effective to do so.
Manley says WMC's support hinges on tightening up a few legal definitions in this bill. Senator Miller says he plans to go along with those changes. WMC's backing is noteworthy because it generally opposes new mandates on businesses, and it lobbied against a plan similar to this one last session. But not every business likes this proposal. Apple computer lobbyist Forbes McIntosh testified against the plan at a public hearing.
Right now, because we make displays and sell computers, we are kind of the cost of everything is going on our shoulders.
McIntosh says companies that produce printers should also have to pick up some of the cost of recycling. The proposal would also ban the disposal of computers and televisions in landfills. It's similar to a law already on the books in Minnesota. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.